Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
Covered all over, wrapped in God's love. Covered all over, a woman truly worthy of. Covered all over, from head to toe. Dressed by God above, who could ask for anything more? I know sometimes things don't go right. No matter how hard you might try, seemingly you just can't win the fight. People talk about the way you dress. Lord knows they talk about you. But to the Muslim brother, you are a flower in the early morning dew. Oh, covered all over, wrapped in God's love. Covered all over, a woman truly worthy of. Covered all over, from head to toe. Dressed by God above, who could ask for anything more? Out of all you're the only one in place. Out of all the women in this whole wide world, you're the only one to bring a smile to the master's face. On the judgment day, I'm sure he'll say, into the garden my flower, I prepared it for you this day. You were strong, you held on tightly to me. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. So I wrapped you up in my words and wisdom, yeah, and made you a light for the whole of humanity. Covered all over, wrapped in God's love. Covered all over, a woman truly worthy of. Covered all over, from head to toe. Dressed by God above, who could ask for anything?
Assalamu alaikum.
This is Rashid Salam, your engineer for tonight's show of Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. True Love Recipe is the topic for this learning lab, and we hope you are in the learning mode. Have tuned into the program with a focus on examining sound approaches to finding a mate, do's and the don'ts, and the prescriptions for maintaining a successful, tranquil, growth-filled marriage. Learning Lab shares lessons that, inshallah, leads to a beautiful memorial wedding day and a fulfilling marriage with faith, affection, peace, and joy. With that, I bring to you the host of tonight's show, Mark Shaheed and Khalida Akbar. As-salamu alaykum to you both.
Alaykum as-salam to you, Rashid Salam, and to our very distinguished, esteemed co-host, Khalida Akbar, and to our very distinguished, esteemed radio listening audience here at IWDM Radio. As always, I'd like to begin with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, ya Rabbi Alameen. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم مبارك. That is with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All the praise and thanks belongs to Allah, the nourisher, the sustainer, the guardian evolver of all systems of knowledge. We witness that there is none to be served nor worshipped except for one, Allah alone, and that he has no partners nor associates in his rule. We further witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, to whom the Quran was revealed, is indeed the seal of the prophets, and he is Allah's humble servant and his noble and generous messenger. And what follows in that excellent salutation, the prayers and peace be upon the prophet. I am Mark Shaheed. I'm the host, facilitator, and the producer, along with Khalida Akbar of the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, that's heard each and every Thursday here on IWDM Radio. And for those who may be tuning in for the first time, we want you to know and understand that this is your learning lab. And we do ask that you bring it to the lab, we have this platform each and every Thursday. And we also, our email address is bringittothelab@gmail.com. If you'd like to ask a question, or maybe you have a preference in terms of futuristic topic for us to take on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, you can send that information to bringittothelab@gmail.com. We would appreciate that. Also, we are aware that many of you listen in to IWDM Radio and to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab by way of the Internet. We would love for you to be a part of the communication, the information, and you can do that by calling in to the studio. We ask you to bring an open mind and an open heart to this learning lab. And the only tools that you'll need is a sharp pencil or an ink pen and notebook paper, because we believe that some noteworthy things can and will be said tonight, and that would enable you to be able to jot them down. Maybe you want to ask a question and get even more insight, inshallah, God willing. Or maybe you'd like to add something to the information education that we'll be disseminating tonight. And we welcome that. Or you may just want to press 1 and just to let us know that what you've been hearing has resonated with you. We welcome that. So for you to do that, you have to dial into the studio, and that number is 714-816-4673. That's 714-816-4673, and you have to press 1. And our engineer, Rashid Salam, will alert us that you have your hand in the air. You want to ask a question, make a comment to us, and we'd love to hear from you tonight. So we like an engaging audience tonight, as we talk about the true love recipe. We also want you to know that the Courtship Marriage and Learning Lab, like our sister Learning Lab, which is the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, they both have the same foundation, meaning that we utilize the same sources, three components that comprise the foundation for both of these learning labs, which actually have a great connection and relatedness. And the first source that we use, I didn't say resource, the first source that we use is Al-Quran. Al-Quran is the final revelation by Almighty God given to all of humanity in guidance in every aspect of human life. I'm adding that, so please take note of that. And the second source that we use is the life example of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That means the prayers and the peace be upon the Prophet, who was the Rasul, the messenger of Allah, in living the Quran. That's the second source. And the third source is the tafsir. Tafsir means the clear explanation by a scholarly teacher and leader, Imam Wasiuddin Muhammad, in terms of the Quran and the life example of the Prophet. These vital components are the ones that comprise the foundation of the dissemination and information that's given here on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab and also on the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. So we don't pride ourselves in just shooting from the hip in terms of disseminating information and education. We want to go to those three sources for disseminating information and education. Once again, the Quran, Al-Quran, the final revelation given to all humanity, the life example of the Prophet in living the Quran, and the tafsir by a scholarly teacher and leader, which is the clear explanation. So, you know, sometimes tafsir is oftentimes is seen as commentary. But for me, it's a little bit more than commentary, especially when you're getting it from Imam W.D. Muhammad, his clear explanation. So you'll walk away with clarification. Very important. We also want you to know that this year, inshallah, come October the 13th, will be the 9th anniversary of the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab as it began on our sister station, AM 360 Radio, in the month of October, October the 13th. The year was 2015. So that's quite a few years ago and has been continued here on IWDM Radio. And we said Alhamdulillah, which means that the praise and the thanks belongs to Allah first and foremost, because this is a vital, very, very vital learning lab. And I'm so elated to have as my co-host Khalila Akbar from the Queen City of Charlotte, North Carolina, a very, very learned sister, in terms of relationships, the initiation of a committee there called Vows, where it actually gave information and education and helped to produce multiple marriages there. And she is a very distinguished, outstanding poet. She don't know, I didn't have time to let her know. I want her to perhaps choose something to, at the end, to give us some of her outstanding poetry, and I know she has something probably pertaining to love or relationships, and maybe she'll grace us with that later on in this production. So with no further ado, it gives me great honor to introduce and bring to us our very distinguished Khalila Akbar. Assalamu alaikum to you, Khalila Akbar. How are you this Thursday evening?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, Brother Mark Shaheed and IWDM listening audience, and also to your engineers tonight. Welcome, everyone. And I am fine, mashallah. Mm-hmm. In a good state of mind, relaxed, and wanted to just welcome everyone in. And hopefully that we'll have some interesting comments and interaction tonight, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. And I do echo that because Khalilah Akbar and myself, we like to hear from you. We enjoy, I guess, listening to each other, but we enjoy even more listening to you and hearing your insight, your wisdom that Allah has blessed you with. And I want to just say that for these 5.5 months, maybe close to 6 months, as we've been on this true love recipe, Allah has blessed us with some outstanding couples. I was looking forward to having one tonight, but it didn't work out schedule-wise. So, inshallah, we'll work on that for next week because we want to bring and present couples to you that have met with success in the sacred institution of marriage. I want to just say also for those of you who may be tuned in for the first time, when we talk about the true love recipe, this is a personal recipe of mine, and it don't necessarily have to be a recipe of yours. It was the inspiration, motivation that Almighty God gave to me a few years back. And just thinking and pondering, you know, sometimes after you make salat, especially in the morning, your mind is so free and clear. I wonder if some of you sometimes just think, or just sit quietly and just think early in the morning when sometimes you can just hear nature, the birds or crickets, or depending on where you live and all, and you don't hear the hustle and bustle or traffic or anything of that nature. And things just come to your mind. You begin to reflect on things that you hear so often, which is love. And you reflect on, I would say at least 75% of African-American music that is actually made and produced is talking about love, whether it's successful love or not successful love or a void of love, making love, and all of these things. And then so this actually has impacted, you know, our thinking when it comes to love. And we have to admit that this is all westernized. And from our own conception, and sometimes it's a misconception, a misperception as to what is really love, you see, and what is the source of love. Now, we know that when we give the greetings of Assalamu Alaikum, we know that Assalam is a property that is exclusively for Allah. It is one of the 99 known attributes. Al-Hasna, Al-Usna is the Arabic for that. The 99 beautiful names that is known by humanity in regards to Allah, meaning that As-Salam means that he's the source of peace. The source, the only one to be the source of peace is the one that actually is the author of peace. Well, Allah tells us in the Quran that he is the source of love, of real love, or true love. And so in pondering on that many years ago, I said, you know, it would be good to construct a true love recipe looking at qualities and characteristics that is read and heard in the Quran. And that made good sense to me. And that was exemplified in the life of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the prayers and peace be upon him, because he was the model human being. And always, you know, being a student of Imam Muhammad, in terms of his clear explanation of things and his commentary on things that I trust and respect dearly. And so I said, that's when I began this journey in terms of looking at the true love recipe. Now, these don't have to, and the Chula recipe, these are natural organic ingredients that we are calling qualities and characteristics. Qualities and characteristics. And I wanted to do it in a universal way, as Imam Muhammad said, if you have anything worth saying, put it in a universal language where everybody can understand it. So I won't be giving a lot of Arabic and all of this. This is for our Christian brothers and sisters as well as for our Muslim brothers and sisters. This is for anyone that's not even of this faith. They could benefit from it too. So I was very, very conscientious in terms of qualities and characteristics that it could relate to anybody, resonate with anybody, anywhere in the world. Yes, there's only one nafs, one human soul. I'm just only just giving this little backdrop. It said this is well thought out and using the English alphabet, which is 26 letters, 26 letters. And now we're at U5. So I think we covered a lot last week and a lot of great information. And henceforth, I want to get some from our distinguished host here, Khalil Akbar, in terms of some things that may have resonated with you from last week. And inshallah, you're going to be hearing more from Khalil Akbar in doing an overview of some of the highlights in case you missed it. And I know she'll do a great job. She's a very distinguished educator. And I found the educators just do an excellent job because they are professional educators, teachers, in overviewing and taking the highlights out and giving overviews. So last week, we did begin to introduce U5. And U5 consisted of understanding, I think that was U1, and some, my mind is not as good as I think it is sometimes, understanding, which is U1, I think unselfishness, U2, and uplifting, U3, unique, U4, and unconditional, U5. And for those of you who haven't been tuned in, the last one of the qualities and characteristics, we have a little fun with in terms of, we say it's a recipe, but we ask, would it be a teaspoon, tablespoon, a half a cup or a full cup in your recipe in that regard? And we also ask if, in fact, this quality or characteristic in true love, if it would be in your recipe, and if so, why? And if not, could it truly, truly, we're talking about true love. So we want to use it as a qualifier. We don't, you know, and one of the things I'm going to ask you to do, it may be difficult for some, is just when you come to the Learning Lab, we said come with an open mind, an open heart. And what Imam Muhammad told us in class, which really was paramount, I never forgot it, and that was the best way to get and receive something is to empty yourself out. Don't come with preconceived ideas. He said this is why Muhammad ibn Abdullah was a perfect vessel for receiving the Quran. He emptied his whole self out to become nothing, to be able to get something that became the final revelation and guidance for all of humanity to the end of time. And this is something that we have to do so that we can get the best that Allah wants us to have for the guidance in our life. So Khalil Akbar, from just what you can recall from last week, give us something that stood out because I think that we started with understanding, and I tell you, we a lot of great information last week, and I think we got a little bit on unselfishness, and we didn't get to the other three. So if you would, please.
Khalida? First, Brother Mark, I want to acknowledge the things that are going on in the world today. I saw a couple videos online today, and I just want to remind us that There's some serious times that we're living in, and we should start out, inshallah, by making a dua for the believers in Gaza, in Palestine, and also Israel,
yes,
and just making sure that we are connected with what's going on, and that marriage is an extension of our faith as well. And we need to make sure that we are connected with, you know, just what's going on in the world,
yes,
as well as in our personal interest. So if I can, I wanted to make a dua, inshallah.
Yes, go ahead, please.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Oh Allah, we ask for your mercy, your favor, your protection, and your guidance. We ask that you protect all of the believers in Gaza and Palestine and Israel, that you blot out the shaitan. We know that you are the protector of the believers, and we know that the believers will win through. We ask that you inspire us with the resources that we need to be effectively support what's right and stand up against what's wrong. And we ask for your special intervention, Ya Allah, your intervention and this ceasefire, and to get the leaders to come to their senses, to humble themselves and return to the fitra and save the innocent people. And the ones that have returned to you, we ask that you forgive them for any faults and grant them the highest state of Jannah and ease the pain of their family members and protect them with your will. Ameen.
Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Shukran. Thank you so much, Khalil Akbar. And thank you, you know, for bringing that consciousness always to us, in terms of human beings, innocent human beings losing their lives, and all unjustifiable innocent people, children, women, the injured, and all. So always incorporate Allah all the time in all the things and affairs that are happening, not only here but even across the world and even other ports of the world too, where they're experiencing this hardship and the loss of innocent lives. That's one place that's in the news. But there are other places, even in Africa, even in Russia. There are Muslims that are there. Muslims all across the world. And true human beings. You don't have to be a Muslim. You can be a right-minded person. We have the killings of many people right here in the continental USA, good people, you know, right-minded people. And in our local news, when we listen to the news each and every day, sometimes it has somewhat desensitized us in that regard. And whether we are conscious, it may be unconsciously what happened today, what happened locally, what happened nationally, what happened internationally on those levels. So, yes, so alhamdulillah, let's be conscious and mindful and prayerful all the time for the best for all of humanity. That's part of our role and responsibility. So, Khalida Akbar, if you would, please, anything stand out for you from last week?
Yes, well, you know, I really love when we have interaction with our callers. And we had two very prominent callers. One was Sister Nejma, and she had some very good information for us on what she wanted in a marriage. And also Imam Shahid Abdullah had a perspective on culture and how it is essential that African Americans produce offspring. And he had the idea of the possibility of extinction. And so I thought those were very good perspectives. And I wanted to actually encourage our listening audience, if they were on last week, if they could press one and give us some feedback on what their thoughts were about that. So, yeah. So I'm going to stop right there. We can go ahead and...
That's good. What we're going to do... I'm going to say to the radio listening audience and to you, we're always going to structure it, and that can be incorporated, especially if, in fact, that we have callers that add something to what it is that we said. But because, you know, the platform is based on disseminating information and education, as I say in the prelude, each and every time we come on with both of the learning labs, where people come to really learn about these things, we want to highlight those things that actually that we give, and you can incorporate those things that may be said by others in that regard. And generally speaking, all throughout, if you are conscious and listening to me, it's always we're asking for the participation. Sometimes we have an audience that's absorbing. We have good numbers, very good numbers on Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab that actually dial in. They dial in to listen. Most of your radio listening audience, whether it's mainstream, I worked in mainstream media and also Blog Talk Media. Most of your listeners don't really respond. They listen, even if it's a call-in station to ask questions or make comments. And however, there are times when you will have a listening audience that will line up like 10 soldiers, maybe 3-4 in a row to have something to say. But basically, what we like to do with the platform is to disseminate information in terms that we give because we're giving it, you understand? We're letting a radio listening audience know from the Quran, which is the final revelation, and also from the life example of the prophet in living the Quran and the tafsir Imam Muhammad. And, of course, we can add things in terms of our own experience, too, and maybe what is that we have studied from the social dynamic in terms of the interaction of male and female relations, but we want to do it from a healthy perspective. And so this is what people, they tune in to listen for. And then we have sometimes callers that will make good comments in regards to that. So when we construct the overview, all of that can be incorporated. One is like to keep it to maybe say 3 minutes, maybe no longer 3 to 5 minutes. And then so those who may have missed the last episode on Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, this is what we discussed last week on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. And then we want to be able to let them know that they can go back. Everything is archived on Blog Talk Radio, whether you're listening to IWDM, whether you're listening to American Muslim 360, A New Day for Islam Community, radio, or you listen to Imam Fahim Shuaib in his production, Clear Understanding. Everything in Blog Talk Radio is archived, and we invite you to go back to listen to it in its entirety. All you have to do is just type in the name of the production, which is here is Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, and the date. As this is the 11th, that meant that last week it was January the 4th, the first Thursday in this Gregorian calendar, 2024. So then you can get it in its entirety. But the tradition here of Courtship and Marriage is to give an overview of those highlighted things that actually we said in regards to the topic. So therefore, if we have a series, and this is a series because it's going on at least 6 months. And just think about 6 months in talking about things. You know, I know my good friend, Imam Fahim Shuaib, he's on a series in terms of talking about the woman. And I think he's about like on 8 or 9 in a series. So you see that it's so much to learn from an al-Islam-based communication. We have al-Islam-based conversation by Imam Nazim Pasha here, but this is al-Islam-based communication, al-Islam-based information, al-Islam-based education. where you can learn things that I think, feel that you just won't be able to go to any other media and get. You can get a lot of conversation on other platforms, a lot of opportunity to maybe vent or, you know, your disapproval or say why you don't want to be married, why it's not a good reason to be married. But courtship and marriage, you understand, has a base, and it's Al-Islam base. It's based on terms of the Quran, and it's based in terms of life example and living the Quran and Tafsir Imam Muhammad. So that's what it is that we want to disseminate. So inshallah, we'll look at that next week. I just want to just say a few things before we get into tonight and pick it up where we left off, to my recollection. And I don't write things down. You know, most people know I'm not able to see like that, so it wouldn't help to write things down. I'm not even able to read my own writing. But one of the things we spent a lot of time on last week, for those who weren't present, was on understanding. And we tied understanding to one of the qualities and characteristics when we was on the letter C, which is communication. Spent a lot of time on that. And we talked about the objective in communication is to arrive at understanding. Matter of fact, the tafsir that was used by Imam W.D. Muhammad that I related, that he said, understanding is the home of the mind. Understanding is the home of the mind. So those of you taking notes, you want to take that down, because regardless of whatever the conversation that you have in relationship, even in husband-wife relationship, even if it's in the courtship where you are getting to try to know that potential mate, and that potential mate is trying to get to know you, you want to arrive at understanding. So we want this to make sense to you. And in terms of linking it to communication, you know, listening was another one of the qualities and characteristics when we were talking about understanding. In communication, there is always a sender. Like now I'm speaking, I'm the sender. Everybody else, you understand, is the receiver. They're listening to that. So the objective is to try to get an understanding. What is the sender sending? What message is being sent? And so in the sacred institution of marriage, there should always, you understand, be a communication where understanding is the objective. But listening is a big part of that. We also, in terms of this overview, we went back and we gave the five styles of listening. Very, very important. Five styles of listening in terms of communication. And so if, in fact, that even in the courtship phase, to try to determine if there can be a partnership, we cited that ignoring is one of the five styles of listening. But ignoring is one of the most disrespectful and disregardful form of listening. Talk to the hand. Okay? So that never should be in the sacred institution of marriage. Or even if you're looking to get married in the courtship phase, you understand, ignoring. Then we had a second in terms of listening. Now, listening is a big part of communication and is a big part of arriving at an understanding. Remember, understanding is the home of the mind, which Imam Muhammad said that's the goal. In the communication, you want to be able to understand. So listening, a second form of listening is pretending. So in the courtship phase, we don't want to be pretending to listen. And pretending generally is what it is saying. We are already preoccupied with something. We are multitasking. You know, oftentimes, you know, our children, in terms of parent-to-child relationship, we are preoccupied. We're watching our favorite television show or what, and the child does something to bring it to their mother or their father, and they look at it and say, oh, that's good, and they call a doggy that they made was really a horse, Well, they was pretending to actually listen to their child, but undivided attention. And, you know, as you know, Khalil Akbar, being an educator, is that one of the things that I know when I was in school many, many years ago, I don't think it's changed yet, when the teacher wanted to bring the class to order, please, students, I need your undivided attention. Attention is one of those qualities and characteristics in the AAA. That's another connection. I want our radio listening audience to know, as they go along in this true love recipe, to continuously make connections. There's an overlap in terms of this, because even when we read, we should be reading people in terms of understanding them. And so we have pretending is number two. We have selective listening. Selective listening is indication just by the word itself. We are selecting what it is that we want to hear. We are selecting. But in selecting, we're dismissing other things that we don't want to hear. Very, very important. And so selective listening is that I agree with you on that. The rest of the things you say, I don't agree with you. That's called selective listening. And then number four, we have what is called attentive listening. Attentive listening, more so men are guilty of doing that, because attentive listening is only listening to the words only. Only the words only. And for those of you who don't know, there is a breakdown when we talk about communication. And the breakdown is about 55% of all communication is nonverbal. Nonverbal. Now, I would advise you, I remember years ago, I was a very, very young person, I was curious about body language. And I got a couple of books on body language. So I'm very adept in terms of reading body language. It actually says more than what the person actually realized in communication. Mm-hmm. 55%, by social scientists say, is nonverbal. 35% of communication, and really begin to understand that person, is the tone of voice. The tone of voice, in terms of your tone of voice, it speaks volumes. So if you're doing the math there, you got 55 and 35, which comes to 90%. Only 10% actually in terms of word, the usage of the words that is being communicated. So we give a very simplistic but a very profound definition when it comes to listening. We say that listening is the art of perceiving all that is being communicated. And if, in fact, that we master the art of listening to all that's being communicated, then we can arrive at a understanding. Now, it doesn't mean that you necessarily agree with the person, but the fact of the matter is that you have understood them. And in that communication, whether it's in the courtship phase to determine if there can be a partnership, then there should be a validation in the communication. What do we mean? After you listen well to that person, then you can validate what it is that they have said to you, so they actually know that you were truly listening to them. And I want to add something else that we have utilized here on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, another acronym, very noteworthy. It's called IAPE. And we give this here so it'll bring to mind those things that you actually have to do in terms of being a good listener. The I represents that you don't interrupt. That's a very, very important thing, because oftentimes in communication there's an interruption and all. And we have APE, which is APE. And the A represents that you don't advise. You know, sometimes in communication, you know, the sender is sending something, and I think men are probably more guilty of that than women. Advise, so you don't advise. The P represents you don't probe. So the person is sending something, but you're probing. Probing is continuously asking questions. You don't probe. And then the E is that you don't evaluate. Now, if you don't interrupt, you don't advise, you don't probe, and you don't evaluate, then you are truly listening. All right? These are words of wisdom. And, you know, these are gold nuggets. So if you put them down, you know, even in the courtship phase, one starts to talk, you interrupt them. One started talking, you advising. They give you a little something, you start advising. Or they start talking, they the sender, you probing. Or they start talking, you evaluating. Even if you're not saying it, you're doing the evaluation. No, you just listen. You just listen. You ain't interrupting, you're not advising, you're not probing, and you're not evaluating. Because that way is art. Is you're perceiving all that's being communicated. So this leads to, in terms of good communication, which is an overlap of being attentive, which is one of the qualities and characteristics. Communications in the C, another quality and characteristic in the true love recipe. And then we get to listening, and then we arrive at understanding. And we gave the five styles. I didn't give the last one. Of course, I didn't give the last one. But the highest form of listening is empathic listening. Please put that down. As those who are taking notes, put that down. Empathic listening. You see the base word there is empathy. In empathic listening, you actually are understanding what the person is saying, but you also are feeling them. You know, we had for a little while in the African-American communication, I feel you. I feel you. Down through the years, it has changed. Back in the time of Dobie Gillis, a TV show, he was a beatnik. And he said, yeah, man, I dig. You dig? I dig. What is he saying? I understand. You understand. And I feel you. That was African ways in terms of lingo, in terms of language, I understand you. Or remember this when you say, I heard that. Yeah, boy, I heard that. Girl, I heard that. That was a way of saying I understand you. So, I feel you. Empathic listening is that not only you understand them from the mental attitude and disposition, but you also understand them from the feeling of the emotion that they're expressing, but also you having the feeling that come from them. And oftentimes people are speaking from the heart, and it goes to the heart. So empathic listening is the highest form of listening. So you can truly understand the person. Now, having said all of this, it doesn't necessarily mean that if a person is doing empathic listening, or if they're listening and they're not interrupting, they're not advising, they're not probing, they're not evaluating, after they truly listen to you, they may say, I understand how you're thinking, and I understand how you're feeling. And they can say what they agree with. They can also say what they disagree with. And but see, by you doing that, you open the door for that potential mate, if it's in the courtship phase or in the partnership, to be able to listen to them. And oftentimes, that's difficult for a lot of people. Because then, you know, if we, those four things that I'm saying, they may become defensive, and especially when it becomes something pertaining to them. So you can see why understanding, and I'm just, and this is all, inshallah, it's going to be put in the book. So sometimes we can become very defensive. You know, we love to get the words of affirmation, and of course that should be used as much as we possibly can in that regard. But if it becomes constructive criticism, sometimes the defense comes up in that regard. And listening becomes problematic. One of the interrupters in terms of good communication is called noise in social science, noise. That noise can be external, just like if in the communication a siren would go by where Khalil Akbar is living, there in North Carolina or here in St. Louis, Missouri. And that noise could interrupt the communication. But then that can be internal noise. And that can be an interrupter too. So, you know, the things that are said in terms of bring an open mind and an open heart, when you bring what you have and what you're listening to, it can be an interrupter, and that can be noise at that particular point in time. You may still keep what it is that you have, and you may be on point. But to listen, you have to not do those things at that point. And then after you've heard that person out, then, only then you can validate what it is that you heard them say in that regard. And you can know and understand their feelings or where they're coming from in that regard. And then you can say something in terms of what it is that, how you see that, because then that'd be communication. But if you have two people that's going back and forth, you don't accomplish anything. As a matter of fact, it is said that any conversation that is void of respect is no conversation at all, if it's void of that. I said a lot, but I do want to stop at that point. Wow, I didn't know time is really flying here. But I took a while on that, and then unselfishness. I think we began unselfish in terms of talking about unselfish last week, Khalil Akbar. And really, I think it's pretty much self-explanatory. I don't think reason is a quality and characteristic that we really, really, really should identify with. Really identify with, because being selfish is like being just by yourself and not consideration of the other person. You know, matter of fact, as a wordologist, I'm going to give a gold nugget here. And sisters, if it's good for you, you can put it in your purse. And brothers, if it's good for you, you can put it in your wallet or your pocket, just to remember in terms of selfish. The acronym I like to use for selfish in teaching workshops, learning labs, and lecturing is thinking extra low, finding individual success hard. A selfish person think extra low. You will find individual success hard. This is why Allah made us into pairs. And he tells us that in the Quran. I give you a reference, Surah 36, Ayat 36. Read that. And there's other places in the Quran where he lets us know how he created us, and he created us to be interdependent, not by ourselves, not to be selfish. So I wanted to just say that I think that's where we left off. We didn't get to, uplifting. We didn't get to unique, and we didn't get to unconditional. So I know I took the long way around. That's why I shouldn't be the one give an overview, because Allah just keep bringing things to me to add on. And I could really just take the rest of the whole production. I can't. And I thank Allah for that. But sometimes Allah puts it in my spirit to say these things and all. But these have been well thought out. Inshallah, he'll bless me to put it in a book where you can read it for yourself. It'd be a, I don't know what you would call it, a manual or whatever you want to call it, but it will be on True Love Recipe. I don't know if anybody in that community have ever thought of that, have done that and made publications, but I think love is such an important thing. You know, so many love songs, and I think that if we ask people with love songs, what's your favorite love song, and probably instantaneously it'll come, you know. You know, that we think about it, and it has impacted our thinking. Some of it is good, but some of the songs in Western society is not good, and many of us have a misconception of what true love is. And for us, we always want another quality, another attribute of Allah is Al-Haq. Al-Haq. We had Brother Kareem Haq on last night on the MGM Roundtable, but Allah is Al-Haq. Allah is the truth. He is the reality. He gives us the truth and the reality of all things, and that includes love. I mean, just think about that. This is how Imam Muhammad taught us to take things to their logical conclusions. So you'll find here on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, we take things to their logical conclusion. We don't want just love. I love you. I love you more. I love you more than that. Well, we can keep going on with that in that regard. But just like when we give the greetings of Assalamu Alaikum, knowing that Allah is the source of peace, and if we say Assalamu Alaikum, wa rahmatullah, wa barakatuhu, do we not know that this is not only a greeting, but this is a dua? You see, so the in-depthness of what it is, and one of the things I plan on doing, I think it'd be appropriate to say this before we take a pause for the cause. Allah has put it in my heart, inspiration and motivation, to take these learning labs to a higher level. And you know, as Khalil Akbar said, when we aspire, we go higher. So to be inspired, to aspire, it will actually lead you to go higher as everything evolves. And the highest knowledge that we can get, or we can receive, comes from Al-Quran. Please remember, you don't remember anything. The highest knowledge comes from God's word of revelation. And that is for that we should, if we haven't committed and declared ourselves a student of the Quran, please do. Because if you don't, you're going to be missing a whole lot. We can't say that we're really true Muslims and we don't even know we talk about communication. That's God's communication to us. Who do we think is speaking in the Quran? Out of all the persons, the characters, the creation that's being spoken in the Quran, it is Allah revealing. Revelation is revealing to us. And he's talking to us about us. Oh, I can go on with this. One of my favorite topics. So we have to become a student of the Quran. We have to commit ourselves to becoming a student of the Quran. Because this is a lost community. This is guidance. This is what we ask for in Al-Fatiha. Indina Sirata Mustaqim. I look at, maybe not on this platform, but maybe on the round table, in terms of breaking Al-Fatiha, as it was taught by Imam Muhammad, each word, not only each ayah, but each word connecting to the other word in the Quranic Arabia. And Allah has put that on my heart and mind that I need to do that. Because Al-Fatiha is the essence of the whole Quran. It is the mother of the whole Quran. It gave birth to the whole Quran. It opens the Quran, but it opens the big book, the natural creation, and it opens the books before it, the Torah and the Injil, the Torah being the Old Testament, the Injil being the New Testament. There's guidance in the Bible, but then there's corrections that have to be made, and the Quran does that. Matter of fact, the whole Quran is commentary on the Bible itself. All of these things are important. Even when we start talking about the sacred institution of marriage, this is why we have to become students of the Quran. Very important. And last year's thing, in 2023, we said in 2023, set yourself free by thinking with the Quran. What better way to think? I challenge anybody. What other way should we be thinking if we're Muslim? Is that not our book? It's not the book of guidance. When we say our five salat, 17 rakats that we're making, how many times we say ending our surah to Mustaqim? Do we know and understand what that means? That means the surah to Mustaqim is the straight path. It's not horizontal. Fisabilillah is the straight path. Surah to Mustaqim is the vertical path. It's an evolving of the human soul and intellect. But it's guidance in every aspect of life, including the sacred institution of marriage. I don't know where else you're going to hear this, but if you came to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, this is where the Learning Lab is going. It's going higher. And the highest knowledge you can get is that of revelation, the final revelation that came to Muhammad ibn Abdullah well over 1,400 years ago in every aspect of life, including the sacred institution of marriage. The same thing is the elevation that we want with the Sister Learning Lab, the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. The Quran has always been the base for communication, information, and education. And this year, we're going to do more in 2024 in bringing that to a reality, inshallah. And I say, mashallah, inshallah, if it is God's will, mashallah, you understand that it is God's will in that regard. So with that being said, those of you who just tuned in, you're listening to IWDM Radio, and you're listening to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab with Khalila Akbar and Mark Shaheed. And we're on the True Love Recipe, and it's from A to Z. We are now on U5, and we just did an extensive overview, but it won't be like this each and every week. So inshallah, Khalila Akbar will be giving us the overview of the highlight things that she captured, and will be disseminating that information before we continue to move on in the True Love Recipe. And we want to thank you for tuning in with us. We get ready to take a pause for the cause, as we have to do that. And we want you, as always, to stick and stay. Please don't stray away. We'll be right back after this important break.
your prayer. His love is what's going on, what's going on. His mercy is what's going on, what's going on, yeah. His grace is what's going on, what's going on. His love is what's going on, what's going on. Mercy is what's going on, what's going on.
I ain't worried.
His grace is what's going on, what's going on.
I ain't in no hurry.
His love is what's going on, what's going on. His mercy is what's going on, what's going on. Yeah,
taking my time.
His grace is what's going on, what's going on.
Hey.
His love is what's going on, what's going on. His mercy is what's going on, what's going on. His grace is what's going on, what's going on. His love is what's going on, what's going on.
And we're back, and you're listening to IWDM Radio, and you're listening to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab that's heard each and every Thursday here on IWDM Radio with Khalilah Akbar and Mark Shaheed, the hosts of this production. And we want to thank you for tuning in and listening with us, and we want to thank Rashid Salam for engineering the first hour here, and thank him for playing that outstanding production by one of our entertainers extraordinaire, my good brother and friend, Imam Umar Siddiqui, a Floridian, there, as he always have a message in his music. And seeing as how we're talking about love, it would be appropriate to play that selection by entertainer extraordinaire Imam Umar Siddiqui, in terms of letting us know that Allah really loves us, and he teaches us how we should truly love each other. So with that being said, I know it's been a change, and so I want to welcome our engineer extraordinaire, our dear sister, Depresa Abdul Hadi. Assalamu alaikum to you.
Well, alaikum assalam to you, Brother Mark, and to Sister Khalilah Akbar, and to the IWDM listenership. Yes, this is the preacher, Abdul Hadi. I'm in place.
Yes, ma'am. Alhamdulillah, just doing a mic check, as always, just make sure that you're there. Want to say to our radio listening audience, anything that you hear that is said tonight on the Learning Lab, we do invite you to press 1 regards to the topic, the subject that we have tonight, which is a true love recipe. We're on U5, and I gave a long overview. Of course, this won't happen all the time. Khalilah Akbar will be handling that responsibility in giving you an overview in terms of the highlight things that she captured and everything. And so we can look forward to that henceforth, inshallah, God willing. And we want you to know, at any point in time, you can press 1. And our engineer, the priest Abdul Hadi, will inform us that you have your hand in air. All you have to do is press 1. If you're already listening in and dialed in to the studio, and for those who are listening, and we're aware that many of you are listening to IWDM Radio, and you're listening by way of the internet, for you to be a participant, you do have to dial in 714-816-4673. That's 714-816-4673, and press 1. And the priest Abdul Hadi will let us know that you have your hand in the air. So we left off with an extensive overview and some things, and letting you know that we're looking to elevate these two learning labs, the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, and we're looking to elevate the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab and take it higher. We want to, as Khalilah Akbar says on her program, when we aspire, we go higher. To be inspired to go higher is a beautiful thing, and this is what we want to do, is to evolve this learning lab. And the foundation, we want to use more of the foundation, even in the depths of the guidance in the Quran in every aspect of life, including the sacred institution of marriage, where we can get more information and more education, and we can speak from that platform instead of just how we feel, what our opinion is about this. No, always stand on one of the premises that was given early on, which is the relationship with your Lord and Creator. And the only way you're going to relate to Allah is through His word of revelation and natural creation. So when we read the Quran, Allah is speaking directly to us, correctly to us. And the basic and fundamentals, ayats in the Quran that Allah says is the foundation. So we have to have that foundation. Even if we are not going to commit ourselves to learning the Quranic Arabia, that's even better. But at least get the foundation, the basic and fundamentals. And that's called the explicit, clear. It's like a parent talking to the child, very clear, not complex, not, it's not allegorical, it's not implicit. See, it's not a parable that has to be interpreted. Allah has verses in the Quran in regards to that. So let's make a commitment to do that, to do more in 2024 in our lives. Allah will bless us. Okay, so with that being said, I'm just going to check in with the Priest of Hadi to see if we have any hands in the air, and if not, we're going to proceed with this. We're going to proceed with you three, as we covered last week. You one, understanding, and you two, being unselfish. And I think we all can agree, mostly, that would be in our true love recipe. And if there's anybody that disagrees, we welcome. Come on in if you disagree. Or if either one of those would not be in your true love recipe, if so, tell us why. Why would understanding not be in your true love recipe? And why would unselfishness be not in your true love recipe? And if it was not there, would it truly be true love? That would be the question that I would ask to you in that regard. So the Priest of Hadi, is the studio board clear? And if it is, we'll proceed.
There's no hands up at this moment.
No hands in there. Okay, so no takers, but please, you know, we love to hear from you, so engage at any time. So, Khalila Akbar, let's proceed with you three and this you five in terms of the qualities and characteristics that begin with the letter U. And number three is uplifting. It's in my true love recipe, uplifting, the importance of uplifting. I have my reasons in terms of why it would be there and that it should be a part of the true love recipe. But if it wasn't part of the true love recipe, what difference would it make if that was not a quality or characteristic? So if you hear the bell, that means that you have inadvertently said something in the connection to maybe another quality and characteristic that we already use or yet to use as these qualities and characteristics in the true love recipe that would be connecting, that would be overlapping in that regard. So Khalila Akbar, talk to us. Would uplifting be in your true love recipe? And if so, why? And if not, then could it truly be a true love recipe?
Yes, alhamdulillah. Uplifting would be something that I would recommend that people have within themselves and bring to a relationship ways to uplift their own spirit mentally, physically, and emotionally. And one of the things that I do, as you were speaking, I was noting, I don't want to come here each week without having grown. So I have been reading the Quran like I normally do, but I also have been listening every morning in preparation for Ramadan. On YouTube, I play either a dua it plays the whole Quran. If you start from Surah 1, it would just go on and on and on YouTube. And that's one way that I've been able to get it in the morning, you know, before I go to work. But that in itself is very uplifting. It calms me in the morning. As we say, we open up with the Al-Fatiha, and it also clears my mind and prepares me to be able to deal with anything that may come at across my desk at work or through the children or, you know, even in my own spirit, to have the capacity to be more calm and patient and also reverence other people and respect them. And so to me, uplifting starts with the you. It starts with the person, and then it transcends, I guess, it starts with you, and then it impacts the people that you're with. And so it would be part of my true love recipe, because I do want someone who is optimistic and inspirational, but at the same time, most of that comes from Allah. I believe uplifting is one of those variables that starts with your relationship with your creator, and also you need to do it for yourself, because that other person may not have what you need at any given time, and it may not be a good day for them, because we know we are impacted by life circumstances and things that occur. And so if that person isn't doing it for you, you should already be full, because you have other strategies to do that for yourself. So, yeah.
Alhamdulillah. No, that was excellent commentary. You heard the bell. So you inadvertently use one of the qualities and characteristics that you connected, which is optimistic. And when we was in the letter O, optimistic was one of the qualities and characteristics. And so, as you well know, and the radio listening audience, very astute listeners, you know, there are people who are optimistic, there are people who are pessimistic, and there are people who are realistic, you know. And I like to sometimes say I'm realistically optimistic. That is a plus, plus, plus. Being realistic, you know, is the balance that it is that we have to have and need to have. But if we talk about the true love recipe, we want to be optimistic. And I don't think anybody go into the relationship not being optimistic. Go in being pessimistic. If it's pessimistic, then you don't move. Optimistic help you to move and to go forward. And what I love about what you said, Khalida Akbar, which ties into this learning lab, in terms of actually making it slot, and you find the morning time to be the best time, like many people do, many Muslims and believers do, in terms of that relationship, which is the foundation. It is uplifting. It's uplifting, like you say, not only to you spiritually, but mentally, emotionally, and also socially. Because just think, if in fact whatever time that you spend, sometimes it's not the amount of time, but it is the quality time. And I want to just take the bell on that, because when we were at Q, when we had on our dear sister, Khalida Camacho Ali, ex-wife of the legendary boxing champion, in terms of quality time, quality time and quiet time. The best quiet time for most people is early in the morning. But that can be quality time that is spent with you and your creator. And here we've made it a point that all relationships, and when you're building a relationship, it has to have a foundation. And that foundation is built on your relationship with your Lord and Creator. Justice Khalida Akbar just so excellently articulated You understand? That's uplifting. You get a better uplifting, and if you do, please press 1. Please press 1 and tell me, what is more uplifting than listening to the word of revelation, the final word of revelation that's giving guidance to our life? What is more uplifting than communicating with our Lord and Creator? So when we read in the Quran, that's exactly what's going on. That's what exactly what should be going on, I should say. That's what should be going on. You don't read the Quran, as Imam Muhammad say, like you read a magazine or a periodical, like you waiting in the doctor's office or the dentist's office while you browsing just through it. No, he said you have to read the Quran as a thinker. And you read what? You don't even have to read a whole surah. You can read one ayat. Has stayed with us. You read one ayat. And that one ayat, I know some of you have had that experience. Khalido, you have yourself. One ayat in the Quran can stay with you all day long. Where you're thinking yeah. on what God said all day long. And it's oftentimes when you read the Quran, it becomes just what you needed, just what you needed in your life. And then when the sacred institution of marriage, now you have this opportunity to have somebody to convey what that communication was that you had, and vice versa. But guess what? Here's the key. Both of you have to love Allah to want to impact, the uplift of your life, to be optimistic in the guidance in your relationship. This is how you make Allah a partner, but a managing partner in your life. You have to love that. You have to be genuine and true to that and say, this is how I want my individual life to be, but this is how I want my marriage life to be, whereas that we can uplift each other. How many times have we read the Quran? It's just like, oh, Allah, alhamdulillah, praise and thanks belongs to you. This is just exactly what I need at this time in my life. Or even your marriage life. And it's good to have somebody to be able to communicate and to relate to, and they can communicate and relate to you based on God's word. Because we're going to be, look, what is communication? We're just talking about understanding. It's going to be words. It's going to be exchanged words back and forth in communication. What are those words going to be? How do we start our day out? And after you make your salat, what better time? Now, some of us may have more time than others. But if you can set aside 10 to 15 minutes just reading the Quran or listening.
Yeah.
Because I have audio, I have, I think, 2-3 audio versions of the Quran. And you can just listen, you know, to what God is saying. That is very uplifting. It uplifts the spirit of the human being. It uplifts them intellectually. It uplifts them emotionally. It uplifts their rationality. And it uplifts them socially, because now you're leaving out of your home, you're mm-hmm. going to your job, your profession, what it is that you do, and you're leaving out with the last thing that was you communicated with was God's word to you. And if you're married, you understand, you are leaving your spouse, or they leaving you first, and who goes to work first and come back, and all of that. You feeling good in terms of that upliftment. I mean, you know, if you haven't experienced it, then try it. If you want to do more in 2024, try doing that. Say, well, you know what, I ain't never did that before. This don't make any sense or whatever. Try doing that. Now, Khalida, this is what we're going to do. I just want to ask this, and it's going to be a mini survey now. Our radio listeners, if you don't want to say anything verbal, you don't have to. But I like to do this on the learning labs periodically just to see who was that. I forget the spiritual saying. He said, are you with me? I want to see if you're with me or if you're with us, you know, in terms of this here, in terms of a liftment. How many of you, now this is the question, I mean, just participate, you know, to the degree you want to. How many of you find the most uplifting thing for you is when you maybe read the Quran early in the morning after Salatul Fajr, and it just uplifts you mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and you find that your interaction socially is better that day because of the upliftment of God's word of revelation to you. If you do that and you have experienced that, I want you to be honest, press one. I want you to hold, press one and just hold it for 10 seconds. And I'm at five. And I'm at 10. So, the priest of Hadi, did we get any participation? Did anybody press one? Upliftment being part of their true love recipe, and the most important upliftment they got was reading God's word. Anybody press one?
Yes, sir, Brother Mark. We have about three people right now.
Okay. Now, there's three people. I would like to hear from all three, but if I can just hear from two or at least one, you can just share in a general way that how this have impacted your life and uplifted you, or even if you're married, have helped to uplift your marriage life. So at this time, stay in the queue, and if you don't want to say anything, you can press one and go out the queue. But Khalil Akbar and myself, we would like to hear from you. So, the priest of Hadi, any takers? Talk to me.
Yes, we do, Brother Mark. We have three hands up.
Okay, let's go. Let's go to radio listening audience and see what they have to say. Thank you.
816, 813, assalamu alaikum and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam. It's Sister Najma.
Sister Najma, welcome. Yes, ma'am, welcome back. And thank you so much for last week. You really opened up. I don't like to say a can, because you know people say a can of worms. We don't do worms here. You really opened up the book for more explanation and clarification. Thank you so much. So,
Brother Mark, I wanted to comment on that, because last week I made a comment to understanding, which was you, and you all took it to polygamy, and I monogamy versus polygamy. And I stayed in the queue. I kept my one in there. I was trying to make a comment to get it back on track with understanding of ourselves, and I was never called on. So can I make a couple of comments to that last week, understanding, and as far as uplifting? I do read the Quran every morning, and I memorize, and I'm committing to memory the last 30th. I've memorized all the hundreds and the 90s, and I'm into the 80s. So, yes, I want to get the whole 30th, last one memorized prior to Ramadan. So I'm on my way.
Allahu Akbar. Yes, alhamdulillah. Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
So I did want to make a couple of comments last week based on understanding. I hear a lot of believers refer to, I think you all use the term polygamy, as being women accept that they have a higher level of understanding. But to me, if the Prophet, peace be upon him, said one is best, and we want what's best for ourselves and our husbands and our families, then the one is best thing to me would be a higher level of understanding. And I say this because of in Surah 24, Ayah 32, Allah tells us to marry those among us who are single. And he tells you, brothers, in Surah 4, Ayat 129, that you can never be fair and just between women. And that is because we're not going to let you. You know, the Prophet, peace be upon him, he was happiest when he was with Khadijah only. When he had more than one wife, he got away from him periodically. I can imagine what he went through. But I just want to make a couple of comments in regards to that. Also, Imam Muhammad, peace be upon him, and may Allah be pleased with him, he said in a lecture series, Concerns Facing Muslim Women, it was on YouTube, and he told us, the sisters, he said, you cannot give the brother permission. But he told the brothers, he said, you all need to talk to your wife first before you go even looking at another sister for another wife. He said, because you need to give her her right to stay in that marriage, or you need to divorce her. And so as long as we do things right and it doesn't cause divorces, a lot of these relationships end in divorces. My position is I don't want to go through that. I can't take so much on my heart. And the other comment the brother was making, that there's wars. In this day and time, a lot of women are going to war and losing their lives in war. Imam Muhammad addressed that in that same lecture. He said a lot of the problem is not so much we losing lives, physical lives to war. He said we're losing physical mentalities to homosexuality. A lot of our men don't want to grow up and be men, act like boys and play boys. So that in itself, to me, is a better understanding of the relationship of marriage. Again, Brother Mark, I think these conversations should be had prior to marriage. And a lot of times we'll talk about the courtship stage of the relationship before we know it, it's derailed into marriage. Because when you talk about polygyny, that means that person already has one wife. So this is, again, a married conversation. And we should also spend a little more discussing how we should be in the premarital relationship. And my last comment is to you, Brother Mark. Some of my friends in Kansas City told me that back in March of last year, you got married again, and I'll never hear you talk about how the true love recipe is working in your marriage. And so when we have these things we present, we need to also, to me, apply them to our own understanding. And definitely, reading the Quran as Fajr is the best. If that's the best time, your mind is clear, you can remember things a lot more clearly. And to me, Allahu Akbar, I thank Allah for even guiding me to this path of righteousness, to lead towards him back in December of 71 when I came into Temple No. 12 in Philadelphia after a long conversation I had personally with Brother Muhammad Ali when he came to my college. And so I just wanted to make those things to clear up what I was feeling last week. And I stayed in the queue the whole time, and I wasn't called on, Brother Mark. I was in the queue when you asked the first time, and I wasn't called on. So I came out of queue and got back in the queue just now. And I just want to, well, everybody, let's be fair. If we're in the queue, call on us. If we're not, that's fine. Thank you, Brother Mark, for giving me that time. I appreciate you.
Alaykum as-salam, and I appreciate you, too. And you said so many things there. And I do appreciate, and I would love to address everything that you said. But if I did that, that would eat up all the rest of the time in regards to this. So I'm just going to make some succinct comments. And, first and foremost, remember you saying that you was in the queue. First and foremost, anybody that know and heard me over the years on both of these platforms, AM 360 Radio for 5.5 years and almost 3 years now going on here on IWDM Radio, I've never had a studio in front of me. So for me to be on, just keep it clear, is that I'm not able to see, and I don't apologize for that, who's in the queue.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to get an understanding here. Most of hosts, they engineer their own programs. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I have engineers. And in defense of my engineers, I think that they do the best that they can. There is no discrimination in that regard. The only thing that I ask over the years is to have the respect for the host, the respect for the topic. I don't allow anybody to come on and be in left field. You can be in center field, but we prefer you to be in right field because you want to show the respect for the topic that the host actually is giving in regards to that. That's very, very important, you know. So our engineers, they do the best that they can. And there's also time frames. There's time frames. In radios, a lot of times we want, you know, our callers to call in early. We don't want them to call in at the last minute. There's time restraints that we actually have, too, and everything. So we want them to get a better understanding in regards to that. And when we was actually just talking about in terms of polygyny, that's the correct pronunciation. Polygamy is something totally different, and that's not permitted in the religion of Al-Islam. When I was talking about understanding it, not maybe accepting on the individual base, and I actually talked about the requirements, the four R's, brothers that are speaking about it and talking about it, saying this, they're right, but there was three R's that would come before it. You know, sisters that may speak about it from an emotional perspective, how it is, or maybe they know of relationships that didn't work out, polygynous, or even from a monogamous point in that regard. The one of the things that we actually have to refrain from, and this goes back to Al-Fatiha again, as Imam Muhammad have taught us, and we say this 17 times a day at least, is that Allah is Maliki Yawmiddin, which means that Allah is the soul master of the day of judgment, the soul master of the day of judgment. Actually, in biblical scripture, it was reported that Christ Jesus, when they was getting ready to stone what they call the harlot, the prostitute at that time, it was put it that Christ Jesus said that he, you understand, that's without sin, cast the first stone. It was reported that people began to throw the stones down. So it's Allah's business. That's his sole business in the judgment. The judgment of his human creation. And the thing is that Allah knows that which is concealed, that which is revealed, and he knows the intention of every person's heart, whereas that we can't know those things. But oftentimes we will pass judgment on things that we don't know. And in the sacred institution of marriage, there are some things that are to be personal and private. That's what it does. Our beloved leader, Imam Wahdeen Muhammad, he was married 5 times. Some of you don't know that, but I'm just saying that. And he never come out, and he never talked about any of his wives. And one man, I remember one brother stood up, was trying to ask the Imam about his relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I must say the Imam spanked him, but I think that brother, he learned his lesson.
Mm-hmm.
As Imam W.D. Muhammad gave him insight in matters that don't concern you. In other words, he was telling him, that's none of your business. That don't help. It didn't help the man, the brother, to be asking the Imam about that. There are certain things that are personal and private. I don't care to know about anybody else's relationship. And if we're going to be fair and just, wherever we've gone, and many of us have gone to Muslim functions, and we've gone to non-Muslim functions, we've heard lecturers and many different ways and information. If it was good information that we could use, we took it. But we didn't try to do all that digging or what. This is a thing that we have to refrain ourselves from. And a chronic basis, know that Allah is Maliki Yawmiddin. He's the sole master of the day of judgment. So we can judge and be in error in our judgment, because none of us can say we know the heart. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that all actions and matters are judged by your niyyah, by your pure intention, by your motivation, by your desire. We can't say that. The best that we can do is maybe try to look in, to try to weigh in, to find our way into something and then get what we get from who we getting it from and how reliable that is. So we don't want to fall into that. That's why Allah says in the Quran, in terms of allegations, it's incumbent upon anybody that makes an allegation that it not be a false allegation. Allah says that if you're true, bring your proof and bring your evidence. But there are certain things that's personal and private. And just as Imam Muhammad didn't allow that brother, and I know he was embarrassed, because, as my grandmother said, there's a time and a place for everything. That wasn't a time and place. So he got that public spanking from the Imam. Imam Muhammad didn't ever talk about that. It was nobody's business but his business. And when he divorced women, that was between those two and Allah. Nobody else's business. See, this is one of the very important things in the sacred institution of marriage. We don't do that. We're here promoting what is, in terms of the things that we should do to try to sustain and maintain that. Maybe we have accomplished, maybe we haven't. But let me tell you something. As the word knowledge is the word learn and learning, life experiences are really necessary in new growth, in nurturing new growth. So a lot sometimes take us through different experiences so that you can learn, so that you can teach. Do you know some of the best coaches and some of the best managers in sports and all? They weren't great players, but Allah blessed them in terms of being able to coach and to teach that and all. So we don't question Allah. Allah blesses whom he pleases, what he pleases, you see, in that regard. And we wouldn't disregard Imam Muhammad. Oh, but, you know, what about your marriage? How come you ain't married? Not your business. But when you know and understand that this is what Allah has established, I wouldn't ask anybody, you or anybody else, what about your marriage? How come you blah, blah, blah? I wouldn't. None of my business. It's not my business. And this is what the Prophet Muhammad said. Do not concern yourself in matters that don't concern you. That's self-explanatory. That's Islam. We don't do that. We don't do that. If we can't say something, it's like Grandma used to say, if we can't say something good, then we don't say anything at all. Because we're trying to promote the good. And that's what Allah says. Enjoining all that is good. And forbid that's for evil, because then the shaitan comes into the picture. I wanted to say that. And the last thing I'm going to say, we are looking at this year, 2024. I don't know exactly when we're going to do it, but each time I do an extensive on polygyny for at least a month, maybe 4 to 6 weeks. I didn't say, so the communication has to be clear. We're just talking about listening. Wasn't saying that in terms of that it had to be for the individual. I heard that with Imam Muhammad. I heard the whole series in terms of when Imam was traveling around. And he had an all-sister section, all-brother session, and all of that. And all what Imam Muhammad said is correct. We have a premarital questionnaire. Now, I'm just letting you know that my fingerprint is in there in terms of family planning. Why? Because oftentimes it wasn't discussed in the premarital relationship in terms of courtship. But it has to be in there. So therefore, it doesn't become an issue in the relationship. And it comes from both in terms of having the understanding. And also, I've done extensive on rights of women, rights of men, rights of children, rights of orphans, by way of the Quran, and guess what else I introduce that you haven't heard? the exclusive rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is most high, who is perfect and above any mistakes and errors and shortcomings, the rights that Allah have. And as far as that ayat in the Quran, that's different. This is why we don't read the Quranic Arabia. It's different. Allah gives us the parameters in terms of accepting that responsibility. And you will find that it's just, and just. Go back and read that. That's in Surah Nisa. But the one that you're talking about, it becomes that in terms of human quality, in terms of the heart. And that's true, too. But if you read it very closely, Allah is saying, don't leave that one hanging. And I can go, because I spent 3.5 months on AM360 going through all the relationships with Prophet Muhammad. He didn't do that with Saul, though. He modeled 25 years of monogamy with Khadija, Rahim Allah, Anna. And when he lost her, that was a sorrow and a mourning. But Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the best knower, because he knew what he put in Revelation. And it was incumbent upon the prophet to model that too, with different women, different personalities, different conditions, different circumstances. And it was all honorable. Just like my good brother and friend, Imam Kazim Ahmed, Rahim Allah Anhu, when I had him on polygyny, because he was in a polygynous relationship in this community. No secret. Everybody knows that. But he wanted the title to be polygyny from the waist up. Now, why do we have these type of learning labs? It is to teach us so that we can understand it, even if we realize that's not for me. That is a right. Most certainly, that's a right. That's a right for a woman. That's a right for a man. And especially if he doesn't qualify. If you hear a brother talking about, that's my right, that's my right. That's my right. But all you have to do is just ask, do you meet the requirements? That's the first R. Can you show the responsibility? That's the second R. And your reason for doing it, is that a remedy for the social ill? That's the third right. Now, if in fact all is non yes to all three of those, now you have a right. But it don't start with a right. I'm just taking it even further than what Imam Muhammad gave. This is the Quran, and I can take you to it in the Quran. And inshallah, that's what I'm going to do. You see? But all of us should have an understanding. Yes, everybody should have an understanding, even if it's not for you. What if somebody comes up to you and asks you that, and we just begin to express our feelings or our emotions? Our community is not based on, you can't even come into the fold of Al-Islam and become a Muslim without bearing witness, meaning you got to come here knowing something. We don't come here on our feelings. Well, I feel that there is no God but one God. You don't even say, well, I think there's only one God.
Alhamdulillah.
Well, my opinion is, or I feel that. No. Ashhadu means I bear witness. So that means that we have to wait. And Allah bless us with that knowledge. And one day I'm going to teach the Shahadatain and all that it encompasses. There's a lot that as a community that we need to know. That's the beginning, but that's not the end. Your life has to bear witness to both. Shahadatain means two. You bear witness that there is nothing that deserves to be served nor worship. What does all that mean? But one God, Allah, la sharika lahu, who don't have partners and associates. And oftentimes we partner and associate in our own thinking, our own feelings, our own emotions with that. We're unconscious of that. We are not to do that. You don't put anything over God's word. You're trying to become into conformity with God's word that empower, that has his will inside of that, and strive to the best of your ability to live the life that God wants you to live. Yeah, that's simple. And we bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, who was the recipient of the final revelation that we call Quran, Al-Quran, that which should be read and studied and applied in our life, was the messenger of Allah, his servant and messenger. I could teach all day on just that. But this is where we have to go. This is where we have to get to. I didn't mean to take that long to say all of that, but I'm hoping that some of these things are really, really, really understood. We apologize for the fact that you wasn't recognized when you came into the queue, but I already know, in defense of my engineers, that was not purposely done. You know, we don't hold back on anybody. You can come on, ask a question, make a comment. You don't have to agree. But we do ask everybody to be respectful. I'm going to respect anybody that call in, but they have to be respectful of the host and the topic. So I don't allow anybody to go in left field. We talking about certain things, and they go a different direction. And sometimes when you hear me, I'm making connections with this and that, understanding. May use an example. Polygyny is probably most misunderstood in our community. It just conjures up emotions in some of us. And a lot of that is from the social dynamic that we have experienced as African-American people here in this country. But Imam Muhammad also said, I'm going to stop with this. He also said one time, if there ever was a time for polygyny, it would be now. But the Imam said it with the insight of knowing that it is a remedy for the social ills, just like what you was alluding to. There's more going on these days in terms of decimation of real men. Real men. To be married, because a Muslima, she's looking to marry a Muslim man. But I also said, for the Muslima, then you need to upgrade. Stop looking for the Muslim man and look for the mu'min, the believer. Because the believer will be a Muslim, but not all Muslims are believers. And that's in, you'll find that in Surah 49:14. In terms of the desert era, those who came to that way, but faith had not yet entered into their heart. So that takes time. That's a natural process of growth and development for all of us in that regard. Do you believe in Allah? Everybody's hand go up. Now, do you believe Allah? How many hands will go up? It's just what Khalil Akbar was saying in terms of her foundation of upliftment, just what you said, Nacho. I listen very well. That's what you've been doing for years. There has to be an upliftment. So to believe Allah means that you have to connect with Allah and establish your relationship. And you can't tell me. Anybody can. I defy anybody to tell me. You got a good relationship with Allah, but you don't read his word of revelation, guidance to you. Allah is the one communicating in the Quran to you. He is the sender. We are the receiver. And if we ain't reading it, we ain't getting it. And if you're not getting it, you can't understand it and you can't practice it. It goes in that order. I could say a whole lot more. I think I said enough. I'll stop there. Thank you so much for being in. Please continue to call in. Assalamu alaikum. Okay. Mm-hmm. The priest of Hadi?
Yes, sir. We do have a hand up, 773.
Okay, let's go to the other caller. I do apologize for taking so long, but I had to do that. I put it on my heart. Sometimes you never know what you might get, and some things need to be addressed right away. And sometimes if you don't address them, people think that you're bagging out or cowering out on anything, and I don't do that. I'm not a coward. I don't back out on anything. So I accept any questions that are legitimate questions for this platform. So please make sure that that happens, because I will respond, and I'll respond honestly. Let's go to Priest of who we have next.
773-449, assalamu alaikum, and welcome. State your name and where you're calling from.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Amira Muhammad Shahib. I am the wife of Mark Shahib.
Alaikum assalam.
I hope I don't say anything that's deviating from the conversation so that I can be muted out, because I think that's very embarrassing. But I understand Mark's position. I understand his position, that he said that it's deviating from his topic. I just want to say I've heard a lot tonight, and I would have to say this is the kind of platform that has to be talked about beyond a radio station, because we have so many problems in our community that get swept under the rug. And I was listening to what Mark was saying in relative to things of being personal business. Sometimes things, it may be personal, but it may be affecting people on an overall circumstances. And if a person don't know how to address or deal with the situation, they're going to be left in the dark, and they're going to continue to make the same mistakes over and over and over. And we as a Muslim community, we've been known for marriage and divorce. Something's wrong here. Something is wrong here that needs to be corrected in order for us to have this model Muslim community. And that's what we need to be going after, what's missing and put it in place, what's possible beyond where we are now, so that we can have this model community that Allah requires of us. So I'd like to see more conversations like this so that we can have an understanding, so that we can help, we can preserve our marriages, so they won't be short-lived for a lack of understanding or short patience or whatever it might be. It don't just affect one couple. It affects many couples. So if we can alleviate some of these divorces in this community, because we have young people that's coming up behind us, that's looking for us for guidance, and if we can give them that, I know that Allah will be pleased with us as a community. So thank you for listening. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. I want to thank you, Sister Mira, for calling in and making that statement, and just want to just advise you to continue to listen to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. That's what Khalilah Akbar and myself were committed to doing, in providing that information, that education, in establishing this as a platform in terms of giving the things that it is that most of us didn't get. We never realized. How many of us ever thought about true love and what that constitutes, and the impact that it would have on our life in terms of seeing Allah as the source of love, and how he loves us, and how we are to love each other. We can't get that unless we become students of the Quran. And most times don't have a foundation. You got to have all of these things. This is why we have this platform, you see. So if we begin to do that and we committed to that, then we can have the true love. And this is in the fitra. Everybody wants to be love. They want to give love and they want to receive love. But the best way to do that is to have the right platform for love, foundation for love, and that is to love Allah. Now, many of us say that we love God. God don't need anything from us. Even Christian women even say they married to God. But they don't understand that. See, marriage can be looked at in terms of overall, you need to be married to the word of God. So Allah doesn't need a wife, or he doesn't need a companion. He's independent of everything and everybody, including his human creation. So when we serve Allah and want to be pleasing to Allah, we're going to be serving humanity. We're going to be serving each other as spouses. We're going to be serving each other as family. We're going to be serving each other as neighbors. We're going to be serving each other as community. We're going to be serving humanity at large. And we ought to spend out of that which Allah blesses us with, what Allah gives to us. It's just that simple. It's not complex. Allah says in the Quran, He made this easy. But how easy is it for us if we don't read God's word? Nobody can do that for us. You want to communicate with Allah, you want to have the right relationship in all your other relationships, that relationship with Allah is the foundation. I said this for many, many years. Those who listen to me, they can bear witness in terms of that. But it takes two to actually do that. Both have to have that same foundation. They communicate. There's no special book for imams. There's no special book for educators or learned people. The guidance is for all people, for all times. We accept that as the guidance for us as Muslims, but the Quran is for all of humanity, meaning our Christian brothers and sisters can come and get something from the Quran. I just gave the Quran to a future son-in-law, just in a conversation I had with him, how important this book is. And I gave it to him for his birthday. He was so thankful and grateful because things that he heard me say, he never heard it before. That's going to benefit him. I have talked to Christian couples in terms, they knew I was Muslim. But what was I giving it? What information I was giving? I was giving it from an Islamic base in regards to that. And they appreciated that. Anybody can appreciate the truth, universal truth, that's coming from the Creator. It don't get no better than that. So the key to all successful relationships is our relationship with our Lord and Creator. That's the foundation. Going into business, make Allah a managing partner. Imam Muhammad said that in the book of Islamic, the climate for business success. Make Allah a partner. I'm just adding managing partner, where you are inviting Allah to help you to manage your life in terms of what it is that you're responsible for. That's very important. You won't know that until you become a student of the Quran. You want to read the Quran, you want to study it, and you want to understand. That's one of the things we're talking about. And then you want to apply it. That's what the Prophet did. And if we follow the Prophet, we'll follow him not only because he received the final revelation. That's indisputable. That's irrefutable. He is the messenger of Allah because of the demonstration of the Quran. And if we follow, we have to strive to the best of our ability to do that. Because there's no hocus pocus, nothing just magical. And where we are in life, that's where we want to get to. We all want to get to the destiny. Everybody want to get to the Jannah, not the Jahanna. And none of us can put nobody there other than Allah. That's why I said earlier, when we read Al-Fatiha, it embodies the whole of the Quran. Now, some of us don't know that, but you have to accept it. If Imam Waqidi Muhammad, who is your leader and teacher. Now, if he's not your leading teacher, you might say, oh, I don't believe that, Brother Mark Shaheed. I don't believe Al-Fatiha got everything in there. But keep on listening. Just keep listening. My challenge is keep listening. And everything else that we talk about in the Quran is in Al-Fatiha, is the mother of the book. It gave birth to the book. That's what Imam Muhammad taught us as a student. Not only did I believe that, but I have come to the understanding of that. And right now, I'm proud to say that I'm working on getting my Ijaza in Arabic certification to be able to teach the Quran, to teach it. That's no small potatoes. We have a lot of people that can recite the Quran. We have hafizs that can recite the Quran from Al-Fatiha to Al-Nas. But they don't know exactly what they're saying. The tajweed is there, all of that. The memory is there, all of that. But the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had a lot of the best of you. And one of the best of you was this. The best of you is the one that learns the Quran and then teach it. And teach it. And teaching is, in fact, in terms of not only the verbalization of it, but the demonstration of it. That's right. That's true. So that's how we have to teach it. And we ought to be good examples for our children. You see? So to have the conversation about revelation is very important. And that should be in any marriage. The sacred institution of marriage can't be a sacred institution without the Quran. Allah gives us the framework. It's in the Quran. The question becomes, do soul searching, do we read it? Do we believe it? Do we understand it? Do we practically apply it in our life? And then do we convey the message to others? Those are the five obligations the scholars say that we owe to the Quran. To read it, believe it, understand it, put it in personal practice, and then convey the message to others. And if you've heard that, you know what our obligation and responsibility is. Where are we? And if we haven't started with the first obligation of reading the Quran, then we won't believe it because we'll be listening to what somebody else said. And they don't know too much more than what you know. Very little or nothing. And we won't understand it if we don't read it and we don't believe it. Imam Muhammad said the first few times he read the Quran, did he understand everything? He says, no, but I believed everything that God said. And then Allah began to enlighten him where he understood the Quran. And he personally applied it in his life. Now, whether some people want to believe it or not, that's not for them to judge. Allah is Maliki Yawmiddin. And we heard him convey the message of the Quran, not only to us, but to the whole world, as he was declared the Muslim spokesman for human salvation. The Muslim spokesman for human salvation. Who you heard say they're the spokesman for human salvation? You can't be that unless you're in touch with God's word of revelation. I don't want to get started on that because I could just see myself giving a kutbah on that. Human salvation. This is what it's all about. So I stop there, and I see where we are. We have gone over in terms of time, and we didn't get to where I wanted to go. And I'm not apologetic in regards to that, only because it's sometimes the Spirit of God moves in you to have to respond to things and everything. And whereas that we see things to be problematic for the Muslim, it should not be problematic. We have the solution for any pollution in any aspect of human life. We have that. But do we believe Allah? Not believe in Allah. Yeah, believe in God. But believe God. See, believing in God is like the first step. But believe God is the most important step. That brings revelation into the picture. That brings revealing. That brings a higher consciousness. We're closer to the grave than we realize. I mean, seriously, we got to be serious about this life. Ain't no time to play around. I got to get it together. No, start. Look, 2024, We say in 2023, set yourself free by thinking with the Quran. You can't think with the Quran if you don't read it. In 2024, the heart is the core. And when it is it ignites the mind to want to produce more. In your individual, in terms of what we're talking about, upliftment, I'm going back to upliftment. I didn't forget about that. It actually, the heart of the individual, which means the pure intention, motivation. Myself and Khalil, I go out, we could do other things on Thursday night, coming on here and giving up our time to do this. But I know, I believe in my heart, I believe she can say it, that she believes in her heart. She wouldn't even do this if she didn't think that it was a benefit in terms of helping all of us with all the problems and issues that we have in this. But nobody should try to be judging others. They can do that on other mainstream media. Talk about all the things that ain't working and ain't happening. Talking about marriage. No, I want to just shack up. I got to know this before I do this and yada, 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 yada. We don't do that in Al-Islam. And so one of the acronyms, you know, when we talk about fail, you don't fail if it's your first attempt in learning, fourth attempt, fifth attempt in learning. You fail when it's your final attempt in learning. And we have to ask ourselves, what is it that we need to learn? Mm-hmm. Don't start with the other person. Start with yourself. What is it that we need to learn? Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you here, I'm saying to all, not just to the callers, I'm saying to all that's listening, the sound of my voice, that we have to begin with our relationship with our Lord and Creator. That has to be at the forefront. We have to come in this way of life knowing what God is saying to us. He's giving communication to us, the framework for what it is that we want in life. God has given it to us. Where are we looking? We looking here, we looking there. And if we don't watch out, Shaitan will get in the picture. And he'll be speaking to us. That's why Allah says he don't guide those who reject his word. What do you mean? Allah gave us free will. So his revelation is not going to go in conflict to his creation. Think about that. The God gave us all free. He gave us freedom, the freedom to think for ourselves, and he gave us free will to choose for ourselves. And he knows what he has given to us is designed for our nature. He created our nature. That's why Allah says, on this day, I have perfected for you your way of life. What way of life? We're going to get to it at the end. And I have completed my favor, meaning from the very beginning, the human being was being favored over the rest of creation. Those of you who know the religion, y'all know what I'm saying is true. And I have preferred, God is saying, well, I have preferred for you the religion of Al-Islam. That's the end. Surah 5, Ayat 30. There's a lot more that goes to that. Most of us know the first revelation. How many of us know the last revelation? That's equally as important. So if we choose this way of life, Allah has perfected it for us. And the favor that he has given, he has completed it in the completion of Al-Quran. And this is what he preferred for us. And it is said in the Quran, and you don't like the language that people use, the most dominant. Well, dominant should never be used. It is the most influential religion that impacts people. It's the fastest growing, and we've seen that. Just even with all the turmoil that's happening, that Khalil Akbar gave in the dua. That's why Imam Muhammad said, goodness is on the rise. All of these things, inshallah, we're going to talk about more. If it's not on this platform, we're going to talk about it on the MGM Roundtable that airs on Wednesday night. And I want to go back to Khalilah Akbar. I had to say that. So hopefully, inshallah, next week we'll resemble more of what we want to do. We look at have a couple, but we do want to complete you five. I'm going to ask all of you very humbly and graciously, please continue to listen in to this platform. Please continue to listen to Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. I promise you, you're going to be getting things here that you haven't heard. You just don't know. But if you have come with an open mind and an open heart, that's why, you know, the prophet said the hand that is given is better than the hand that's receiving. But you have to open up your heart. You have to open up your mind. You said the mind is like a parachute. It works best when it's open, not when it's closed, you see. So that is what it is we want to give, because we do this because we love our brother and our sister what we love for ourselves. And when you do that, Allah says, spend out of that, which we have provided for you. I don't take any credit for any of this. I don't want any credit. I'm not taking any credit for this. This is what Allah guides you to do. You know, it's a beautiful thing that in life, when you can realize your purpose for being. Alhamdulillah. Khalilah Akbar, I'm back with you. Pardon me tonight, but I had to do this. I had to do this, and hopefully we'll be able to move a little smoother next week and everything, now that we, you know, getting a better understanding, one of the U5s, the U5 tonight. And I know that you are a poet extraordinaire. So hopefully if you have something that you can leave with us in regards to love or relationship or what, because I've heard some of your poetry, and it's very in-depth. It's very informative. It's very educational. It's thought-provoking. All the things that when you hear a poet communicate, is given in a way that it wants you to have more of that. And also, I'm going to give you the opportunity, any last words that you'd like to leave, and if you could grace us with one of your very sterling poems. Khalilah Akbar?
Yes, assalamu alaikum. First of all, I wanted to thank both of our callers that called in, Sister Najma and also Sister Amira, your wife, Sister Amira. I want her to know that she's always in my duas, and I would love for her, inshallah, to join us for a segment at some point. And just to know that Mark and I have worked simultaneously with AM360, and I recently was reached out by his engineer to assist him with this Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. But foreshadowing this, we had a foreshadowing of this conversation that came out tonight. And just know that we are transparent. I am not, I'm a straightforward sister. What you see on the radio and what you don't see on the radio has cultivated this relationship that we have. So that information that was brought out tonight was already discussed. And inshallah, we will have another platform to address it, because I also believe that when you are promoting something, that your integrity is important. And we are a mirror to one another, and we model what a Muslim is supposed to be doing, especially if you're promoting something like marriage. And we want to make sure that we are very clear and distinctive on boundaries, and also being transparent and letting people know that, hey, this is something that we believe in. We're sticking to the Quran and Sunnah, but at the same time, we do have those conversations that are relevant and that will challenge us as well. But those are sometimes private, and as Father Mark Shaheed said, there's a time and place for everything. So inshallah, we'll be delving a little deeper into that, and I thank him for his ability to speak
to something, and I know it's uncomfortable, but we embrace it, and we embrace it with love because we need to do that. We all have to help one another grow. And there are some deeper things, like Sister Amira was saying, that we do need to discuss. This may not be the platform for it. We may have some conferences, but we definitely have to address the differences in marriage and courtship and polygyny in our community from the female perspective, the male perspective, the imam's perspective, and, of course, first and foremost, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad. So don't take us for face value is what I'm saying. We have those conversations, and they're not always easy, but we just don't bring them to the forefront because this is not the time at this point. So I'm going to go ahead and start with the poem that I wrote years ago, many moons ago, for my sister-in-law. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. For Allah's sake, my love, I am human, subject to make mistakes. Continue to love and support me. Remember, it's for Allah's sake. He joined our hearts together so we would come to know our full potential and purpose as we constantly develop and grow. Our marriage is one of Allah's favors. Which one will we deny? We will see the fruit of our labor if we continue to pray and strive. Love is a gift from Allah, an extension of His mercy and grace. Remember during our tests and trials to love me for Allah's sake. Help me as I learn and discover the internal struggles I must face. Remember, my love, to be patient and kind as I put my faith into action with my conscious mind. Without you, I am half. My deen is incomplete. The battle is not over until Shaitan's attempts we defeat. The Quran says this life is a struggle. We are all part of one human race. One day we will live in harmony in a beautiful resting place. We will enter paradise if we work hard and continue to achieve. May Allah bless us to stay on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. O Allah, we ask for your wisdom, bounty, and grace. Grant us the endurance to overcome the struggles we must face. A commitment made first to Allah, myself, and you, to provide for my family and forever be true. As we continue this journey, we are destined to win the race. Let's follow the examples of Prophet Muhammad. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. He has already paved the way. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. I want to say takbir. And for those who don't know what takbir means, it means glorify Allah. And we respond with that by saying, Allahu Akbar, that Allah is greater, bigger, and more important, but that was outstanding. Alhamdulillah, the praise and thanks belong to Allah first and foremost. Sister Khalil Akbar, mm-hmm. That was excellent. And boy, that poem was very, very timely in regards to that. And you said this was a poem that was written for your sister-in-law?
Yes, sister-in-law. Many
sister-in-law.
Years ago, actually. Yes,
yeah, 20
yes.
years ago. So it
no,
was
not
a person.
20 years ago. It was probably about 10, actually.
10 years ago. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I know it'll go on and on for a time. There will be no time frame that's put on there because when we can embody the truth and reality in a poetic way, it's just something about poets that mm-hmm. can capture things and capsulize things in a certain way that really resonate, and that's an excellent, excellent point. So I want to say to our radio listening audience, I'm going to be calling on Khalil Akbar to be closing us out with something that Allah has blessed her and put on her heart. She's a poet extraordinaire. We're blessed to have many poets in this community, Imam W. Dean Muhammad. And you know, there's different ways of expression. getting the message across. And this may sometimes resonate more with certain people from a poetic perspective. You know, this is what Allah has blessed her with, and we want to give her that opportunity to spend out of that which Allah has given to her. So I want to thank the radio listening audience tonight, because without you, there couldn't and wouldn't be IWDM Radio. And your participation, especially those who listen in and those who call in. We invite you to call in. We invite you to ask questions. We invite you to make comments. And sometimes, but be respectful. Just be respectful in that regard. And we want to be respectful all times. We don't run away from questions. And if it's out, if it's off topic, I'll just simply let you know that we'll have maybe that might be something futuristic that we can actually have on here. You can express your concerns and your interests that you might want to have, because it's a learning lab where you come to learn, and we can all learn from each other. But you got to have hosts that want to do this and want to give something, and what is your foundation for giving it? I can't give my feelings or my emotions about things. Khalil Akbar can't do the opinions. This is where when we take the Shahada chain, we need to know what La Sharika Lahu means. We can't partner, nor can we associate anything above God's word. That's why we say Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater. Allah is bigger. He's more important. But we have to know God's word, and we have to teach it. He gives us that framework and guidance. We love Allah. We love Allah for doing that for us, because without Allah, we wouldn't have the guidance. And even look at the people who are rejecting God's guidance. Look how the world is so messed up. It's really messed up because it left the guidance of God, rejected that. And Allah tells us in the Quran, this is not Mark Shaheed saying, he does not guide those who reject his sign. And rejection can be just outright rejection or just refusal. Refusal to read the Quran, to be a student of the Quran, to understand the Quran and then practice it, thinking with the Quran. We have to ask ourselves, is the thinking we got, is that with the Quran? So in 2024, we have to realize that our heart is the core. And that core, you understand, actually ignites the mind to want to perform more. That's the thing that I use here on IWDM Radio. And I want to go to, and a special thanks to my dear sister, the priestess Abdul Hadi. I'm hoping that she's benefiting something from this engineer extraordinaire. She has an outstanding production on our sister station. We want to say congratulations and give her opportunity to tell you when she's on the air on AM 360, the Priest Abdul Hadi.
Assalamu alaikum again, Brother Mark. And I tell you, and Kalita, Akbar, and to the IWDM family, oh, I tell you, young man, Brother Mark, you're on it. Just totally, just, you know, okay, I'm not going to get off into it a whole lot because, you know, we are on our way out. Times are limited here, but I just want to say I really enjoyed the program and the information that was being disseminated this evening. Then you see how Allah was all in there just working the whole situation. But I wanted to say, and how it brings it all the way back to what we were talking about, the unity and the understanding, all bringing us all the way back, uplifting, bringing it all the way back there, you know. So, and I wanted to just make a quick comment on when you were asking about at the Fajr time. Well, you know, the Hadith says that at the Fajr time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends to the earth sky. Now, we don't want to get you know, all misunderstood on that, you know, because, you know, Allah spent a lot of time, like, you don't bring him down nowhere to the earth and yeah, and all that. Okay, so, but you have to understand it. And it says, and at that time, there is no veil between man and Allah. It's no veil. And we're right there, and whatever is being asked is given. What Allah, as a matter of fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who is saying a prayer to me that I may answer him? Who is asking something of me that I may give it to him? Who is asking forgiveness of me that I may forgive him? And he continues into the shine of the dawn. And so this is what takes place. You know, so it, yeah, so at the dawn, I want that relationship between me and Allah, and I don't allow anything to get in there at that time.
Yes, ma'am. Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. See, that's what I'm talking. It's a learning lab, so we can all of us can learn something from each other. So thank you so much, the priest Abdul Hadi, for that.
And Brother Mark, I know you're going to ask me about letting the audience know, and I don't mean to jump ahead or anything, but I know you're going on to do, since I'm here now, we can do this on Saturday evenings on the Alice Lyman Focus Learning Lab on AM 360. This is what we're talking about, our relationship. And Imam Muhammad, may Allah bless the paradise, he is the one that brought it to my attention. Now, I'm not, you know, I took it personally, but it was everybody that heard it and listened, that we could establish, we should read our Quran. That's what he said, read it for yourself, he said, and establish your relationship with your Lord. And I said, honey, that hit my ears like, woo, my antennas, everything went up and out. I'm like, alhamdulillah. And I've been on that path ever since. And I guarantee you, when you get on that path, it's in the open circular society, say, when the light bulb come on, you know, you're moving. And you're moving in the realm of the word, will, and way, and seeing him. I'm telling you, learn Asma'ul Husna. Come to the Alice Lyman Focus Learning Lab every Saturday evening from 5 o'clock p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can, on AM 360, and you do that by dialing in at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 and press 1. Alhamdulillah. Thank you so kindly, Brother Mark. You know, I just thought I'd just go on, so I can get out the way.
No, you're not. You're helping us to prepare the way. You know, there's three type of people in the world. Those who lead the way, those who are on the way, and those who get in the way. So you're not one to get in the way. You're helping us along the way. Thank you so much. We appreciate you greatly. And please tune in to that very important production on our sister station, AM 360. Now we come to our very distinguished esteemed co-host of the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, poet extraordinaire, Khalila Akbar. Please give our radio listening audience the time and the date that you're on our sister station, AM 360 radio. Khalila?
Yes. 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, each and every Wednesday night, inshallah. Narrative aspirations, when we aspire, we do go higher. We bring on people who are using their God-given talents to help remake the world into a better place for all people. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. And you can see both of these sisters, you know, servants of Allah and working in the cause of Allah. They have outstanding productions. Please tune in, listen in. I guarantee you, you won't be disappointed. I guarantee you, you're going to walk away with something that you didn't know. As the old DJ used to say, look what you've been missing had you not been listening. So, alhamdulillah, wanted to say that the beat goes on here on IWDM Radio. As tomorrow is Friday, and that means it is Salat Jumu'ah Day, Muslim worldwide. Those who are immobilized and can't get out and about, you can come back to IWDM Radio for Salatu Juma with Imam Michael, a.k.a. Mikhail Sahir. It begins each and every Friday afternoon starting at 2 p.m. Eastern. It's 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, and it is 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. And Saturday, the latest production on IWDM Radio is the Muslim Book Reading Club. Yes, and the first publication we have is a two-volume book on our Honorable First Lady and Mother of our community, that it be Sister Clara Evans Muhammad, the Mother of our Nation. This is one of these books that once you pick it up, that was authored by Dr. Zakia Muhammad, one of our educators extraordinaire in regards to the life and times of Sister Clara Muhammad. So much information. There's a time that's allotted for reading on this production, and also commentary, insight that is shared by those who tune in and listen. It begins each and every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern, is high noon Central, and 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. Sunday, the longest running production on IWDM Radio is Words Make People. Does it sound familiar when we first heard it? And it was part of the theme, the main theme of this past Time to Be Grateful. They're held in the Meadowlands in Newark, New Jersey, the new home of the Muslim Journal. Well, you can get Words Make People each and every Sunday here on IWDM Radio with Imam Mikhail Sahir, and that begins each and every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern, is high noon Central, and 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. Monday, the beginning of the week, my good brother and friend, the very distinguished Imam Nazim Pasha, as he has an outstanding production called ABC, like 1, 2, 3, but it's Al-Islam-based conversation. Yeah, a variety of topics are discussed on this production, and you know, as we talk about communication, what better communication than it being Al-Islam-based? So if you like to conversate and you like to talk about the various things and topics that are happening in the world that's relevant to all of us as human beings, this would be the production that you would want to tune in. It happens each and every Monday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. It's 5 p.m. Central and 3 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. Tuesday, the very distinguished esteem, he is also the engineer on Wednesday and also Thursday on my production. But he has his own outstanding production, as he have Imam, instructor, Abdul Shaheed, on the science of your health and wealth. Yes, this year, 2024, Rashid Salam is looking to do more. He's added on not only the science of your health, but also your wealth, some outstanding topics that he's going to be introducing in terms of having a healthy financial stability in your life. A lot of great topics. You want to tune in for that. You need to bring your pen and pad. A lot of great information is disseminated. This is also a learning lab on the science of your health and your wealth and how they actually interact in terms of your life. So you know, we always want to have good health, and we also want to have good wealth in terms of helping us in this way of life. So tune in. It happens each and every Tuesday, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern. It's 6 p.m. Central and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. Wednesday, that be time for the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, the Sister Learning Lab to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, with the very distinguished esteemed host, Dr. Patricia Saldine out of Miami, Florida. And by the way, if, for those of you who don't know, Miami, Florida has been designated to be the 20th anniversary for this year's Time to Be Grateful to be held in sunny Miami. So start saving up for that and all. And so she joins yours truly, Mark Shaheed, and every Wednesday except for the first Wednesday, and Rashid Salam, he sits in. And this production is designed to give you the correct of parenting from an Islamic base, and how to reconstruct the destructive family life. This should be of interest to everybody to want to know that. And so this is what this Learning Lab is about. It starts each and every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern. It's 6 p.m. Central and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. Following that is the MGM Roundtable hosted by yours truly, Mark Shaheed, as I like to bring and present to you very distinguished, esteemed guests inside the community, Imam Muhammad, outside the community, and topics that are pertinent to us as a community. And if you missed it yesterday, we had the very distinguished Kareem Hawk, who is the author of three outstanding publications. Last night, it was on the manual for the freedom movement for the 13th Amendment. And boy, was there a lot of information that was disseminated. Our beloved sister, the priest of Hadi, called in, and she recommended, suggested that this brother have a whole hour on his own on Blog Talk Radio. And so I'm going to talk to him about that and see if he wants to do it. IWDM, AM 360, Community Radio. I got a request from William Kareem for an invitation for to be on one of his host show. It was an outstanding production, and you can go back into the archives, Blog Talk Radio. You want to type in IWDM Radio, and you want to type in the MGM Roundtable, the Muslim Global Message Roundtable, which was Wednesday, the past, just yesterday, January the 10th, and you can get that whole interview and dialogue that I had with Kareem Hawk. And he's got a new publication coming out in terms of economics, Islamic economics. And that should be out pretty soon. And, of course, he will be invited back to the roundtable for a prelude of this upcoming book. So tune in each and every Wednesday for the MGM Roundtable. It starts at 8 p.m. Eastern to 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific Coast Time, right here on IWDM Radio. And you just heard it live tonight. It's the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab with our very distinguished, esteemed host, Khalila Akbar, joining yours truly, Mark Shaheed, each and every Thursday night here on IWDM Radio, where we teach the do's and don'ts of what is Islamic courtship and what constitutes a healthy, harmonious marriage that we call the sacred institution of marriage that Almighty God, Allah, has established for all of us in our growth and development to be the best that you can be and as pleasing as you could possibly be to our Lord and Creator. And so also we want you to know that IWDM Radio, we do support the Muslim Journal, which is the lifeblood and has been the lifeblood for our community for many, many years. Let's help to substantiate the Muslim Journal as it is struggling. If, in fact, that you have allowed your subscription to drop, please pick it back up. Those of you who have a one-year subscription in 2024, remember, we want to do more. So make it a two-year subscription. Those of you who have the wherewithal, think about a family member, a friend, a colleague, a neighbor, or maybe a member in your community, or maybe a pioneer in your community, or maybe your local library, where you can make that a gift so many can read the Muslim Journal. And I'm happy to say to you that because of my most recent being able to be a lifetime subscriber and speaking highly of the Muslim Journal, as I always is always in my heart. And for those who don't know, I fixed income, and I'm not able to read like you all, but I can read, so don't think I can't. In that regard, I have become a lifetime subscriber and a national spokesman for a lifetime subscription. Please, let's do this. Allah will actually bless us, you understand, for supporting the Muslim Journal in that way. There's many ways that you can become a lifetime subscriber. Those of you who like to get that information, you can call me direct at 314-435-7213. That's 314-435-7213. I would love to talk to you the different plans that we have. And by the way, the lifetime subscribers in Miami, Florida, starting this year, inshallah, they are going to be given special certificates and special gold pen, indicating that they're lifetime subscribers. And we're also looking at how, if in fact that you were the transition, how this could be transferred to a family member or a friend, a colleague, or someone in your community. Isn't that beautiful? So we want to say, we want to thank all of you for attending tonight. And so, as I always like to conclude by saying, until next time, this salam is for you and yours. May God's peace bless be with you and your family and the blessings that Allah has for all of us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuhu. And, of course, we're going to leave out with Soul Sister. Number one, our Soul Sister, when she sings, and the words that she sings go directly to the soul. So what? Tell me.
And that's why we say,
Yes, let us follow the guidance. Soul Sister number one, Sawah El Amin. Let us follow the guidance. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
That's all, folks.